What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and make sure you're heading over to No House Advantage. They are the presenting sponsor of this show. Whether it's NBA, MLB, NFL, PGA, you can enter different contests for all of those sports. But you're not worried about fantasy points. We're talking player props. And that's a lot about what we're talking about on this show. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up. Get yourself a $20 instant match deposit bonus when you sign up. You cannot beat that free money. There was overlay last night in the big NBA contest. You combine free money with overlay, you're going to have a lot more in your bankroll. I'm pretty confident about it. Yesterday was not ideal. 1-2 for each of us. Not a great day out of Jay Crowder. Great day, though, out of Marcus Morris. That just didn't help us at all.
No, it did not. It didn't help me in real life either because I did bet the Suns last night. I really thought they were just going to end it, and they didn't. Credit to the Clippers, as we were just talking about before the show, going small, paid dividends. Interesting series. The one positive, the breakfast menu will roll on Wednesday. We were a little worried that we wouldn't have a Western Conference Finals Game 6. We certainly will, but today we go back to the ATL, and we're going to see the Bucks. 7-point favorites to me was a little heavy, but I do know that, you know, obviously Atlanta is a little banged up at this point. It's starting to wear pretty thin.
Yes, they are. But are we ready to start this one off?
I'm ready. We're going to bounce. But it wasn't a disaster day. I'm not concerned. You know, 1-2, that's going to happen a lot. That's not no food poisoning, no anything crisis mode just yet. But do you want to change the format, or you feel comfortable still kicking us off?
I feel comfortable kicking us off.
Okay.
It seems like the right idea. And you mentioned Atlanta a little dinged up, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the guy that's most banged up, I guess, and that would be one Trae Young, who has a bone bruise in his ankle after rolling it on the ref's foot, which you don't see every day. One strip of bacon onto Trae Young, but I'm not worried about the injury. I'm just a little surprised on the line. Over 8.5 assists is +102. I have Trae Young projected for 11 assists today. Now, I get it. He's injured, but I don't think that's going to affect his facilitation as much as it's going to affect some other things in the game. He's only had 7 total assists in games 2 and 3, which isn't ideal. But he had 3 straight games to close out that Philly series of double-digit assists. I don't even need double digits. I'll happily take 9. The fact that I'm getting plus money on this was really surprising. This is one of our highest-ranked bets on OddsShopper for assist props. So I'm just going to take my chances that Trae is solid enough. If Trae Young can't be out there, Milwaukee is going to absolutely wax Atlanta. They cannot compete in this game if Trae Young isn't out there for a ton of this game. So I'm going to happily go to Trae Young and cross my fingers that he's healthy enough.
That's one of the things we preach a lot on the show. You know, people should know we film this early in the morning. We don't know. Now, if news breaks that Trae Young is really injured or something like that, that's going to have a domino effect. And certainly you want to stay on top of that news. We'll have you covered leading up to lock with our various shows. But yeah, I mean, if he's out there, he has to facilitate because he controls everything. I'm going to the other side. I feel more comfortable leaning on Milwaukee because I think they're more projectable in this spot. I'm going pretty vanilla to start, just to win one strip of bacon. PJ Tucker over 5.5 rebounds, -102. Simple fact, PJ Tucker is out there all the time. He doesn't need to score. He's not asked to score. He's asked to defend and grab some boards. And he does a great job of what he does. Simple as that. And he had 8 in the last game. He's always around there. It's just one of those things. I feel comfortable because there's just not a lot of variance within his game. He's just going to be on the floor a lot, regardless if they pull Lopez. And we're going to talk about that with Connaughton as well. PJ Tucker is going to be out there. He's going to be asked to defend. And he just kind of falls into rebounds. He's a pretty good rebounder, but when you're out there that much, you get him. And a -102, of course, I'm basically looking at this as a coin toss. And I just think if he gets out of foul trouble, which I'm not too worried about, I'll have opportunities. And I think we see a similar line to what he put up in the last game.
I didn't mention it before, but if for some reason we get news during the middle of the day that Trae Young is out, just snap run to the books and try to grab all the Lou Will props you can find and just take the overs. Like that is the way that I get on the opposite side of that if this ends up going wrong. I'm happy with the PJ Tucker bet. It's one that I looked at. I generally am looking at PJ Tucker things because I feel like most people want to bet against him, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of the opposite side. I'm going to someone with slightly more basketball talent on the Bucks, and that would be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Over 50.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. That's minus 115. We got the Middleton game in game three. He took over in the fourth quarter, went absolutely nuts. I think that Giannis is going to have a monster game here. I have him projected for 53.5 points, rebounds, and assists. So I'm getting three additional on top of that line. And I think the Bucks just dominate the rest of this series. And I think we're at a point where Giannis is going to be able to do whatever he wants in this game. He beat this number in game one. He fell short in games two and three, which I think is kind of interesting. But to me, it doesn't matter. I think Giannis just has a monster. And this is not the last time I'm going to say Giannis's name in this video.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, listen, when you're talking about Giannis, I'm never going to push back on that. He's not someone I really looked at. I'm still interested, and it kind of does lead me to my second pick, which again is to win one strip of bacon. I'm sticking with Middleton. 23.5 points, I went over. And I think it's a simple fact that Atlanta, I'm not going to say they're stubborn or they're wrong, but it seems like they've kind of said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pack it in. We're going to try to contain Giannis, particularly on the inside. And we're going to let some other things be. And when Middleton gets going, now I'm not expecting him to just go, he was unstoppable. He was making outrageous shots. But if this game stays even moderately close, to me, more and more, when the Bucks really need it, they go to Middleton. The mid-range jumpers, he can do so much. Giannis is still at times with the threes. Not that he took a bunch, he only took two, but I still don't really understand that. Certainly on the inside, if he gets going, I see it. But I think Middleton, 23.5 is pretty generous in my opinion. I think that if this game does stay close, the volume will be there, and when he gets going, he's unstoppable. So I'm not going to call for the same output as the last game, but I think he can score in the upper 20s, particularly if this game stays close. -108, by the way.
Okay. As one of the biggest Middleton stands, I'm hoping that you win that bet just by default. I'm in for that. I don't have it, but I'm in for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a game. And when you get deep in series, I tend to do this more. I don't know about you. I'm not going to, look for crazy angles. It's more just trying to get a feel of the series and what the teams are doing. Maybe some slight adjustments. But to me, this is a series that we kind of know what's happening, barring some injuries. And I think that sets the table for, the big two of Middleton and Giannis to have opportunities, as they always do.
Yeah, I just don't think they have anybody that they can throw at Middleton that can slow him down. So if the shot's falling, it's going to be a big one for him.
DeAndre Hunter, they really could use him right about now.
Yeah, more than a little bit crazy. I mean, honestly, they could use Cam Reddish, too, if he were just healthy and playing for most of the year. It just bodies would be nice for Atlanta. Yeah. Ultimately, I don't think it's going to matter. And I don't think it's going to matter, so I'm going to talk about my third bet. And I mentioned that I'll say Giannis again. I've got a double here. This is courtesy of a book that I guess I can't say while I'm on the stream, but I promise this is out there, and they provide DFS content as well. This is Giannis to get a double-double and the Bucks win, minus 158. I'm obviously going pretty heavy on Giannis for bet number two, but for him to get a double-double, I think it's way more likely than a 50-50 proposition. I've got him at like 34 points and 12.5 boards or something crazy, and I just don't think the Hawks really have much of a chance in this game. So I'm loading up on both of them. I didn't want to go to just a Bucks money line. I didn't really want to touch the regular spread. I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. So I felt like these two things worked in synergy enough that it brought it down enough. So I'm trying to win one strip of bacon. This is minus 158. I'm all in on Giannis for today. I think he has a monster day. And if he does, I just assume that the Bucks also are winning this game.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, those are correlated, which is why you're still laying some juice there. But I have, again, zero issues when you're structuring with the best player on a team that you think is going to win. I mean, if Giannis has a big game, you feel pretty comfortable. And if the Bucks lose, Giannis is much less likely to have a double-double, and you don't really care because you've already lost. My last bet, pretty standard again. It's just one of the few Hawks that's kind of just doing his part, and it's John Collins. Over 14.5 points tonight, minus 118 to win one strip of bacon. And again, it's just a simple fact that I think if Trae Young is limited or not, John Collins is, I think, the one guy that could really help the Hawks tonight in terms of variance. He's shown some signs. He's been great on the inside. He was 6-for-8 in the last game. And to me, it's a more of a volume issue. And they got to get him going a little more. You know, he's finishing the lobs, really athletic. And when the Bucks go small, I do think, you know, he's one of the guys on the inside that can cause some problems. He does shoot some threes, and I'm hoping we see a little more output from the outside. I'm not saying take, you know, 8 of them, but he was 1 of 2 in the last game. I think that John Collins has an opportunity. Maybe, you know, if Bogdanović is awful again, if Gallo doesn't step up in a huge way, things we saw in the last game, John Collins is the one Hawk that I could see having a pretty big output tonight. So 14.5 was a number that I see mostly 15.5 out there. I'm not sure these are even going to be there by game time. So I jumped on it early in the morning here.
I was looking closely at like the synergy of Collins and Capella, and I just couldn't figure out a lean of which one tricky of those two guys I thought would take that leap today.
It was a weird, I will say, this was, you know, of all the videos we've done so far, this was the day that I found a lot of where I had leans, but nothing where it was just like, all right, that's on the card. You know, there was, yeah, there's a lot I still want to see as things unfold later in the day, but John Collins was the one guy I think who stood out a little more amongst the rest of the Hawks.
I had the same feel, and that's why I ended up with on so much Giannis and the Bucks. It just felt like the way for me to go because I couldn't find anything that was just downright obvious. I mean, the Trae Young prop to me was obvious, but we'll see how healthy he is. That's 3 bets up, 3 bets down. I'm still a little hungry. I got a side of no house advantage for you. This is my favorite no house advantage prop for today. And to me, it's not even remotely close. We saw Bogdan Bogdanović play north of 30 minutes in this last game. And to me, that means that he can do that. So I think he's going to do it again. I've got him projected for 34 minutes, over 11.5 points plus rebounds. I have him projected for 18.5. This one's not even remotely close for me. It is the clear top option if I'm looking for a prop that's going right in the 7-point spot. Bogdan Bogdanović over 11.5 points plus rebounds.
He had 8 real points at halftime in the last game, and then he shot 0 for 10 in the second half, which is ridiculous. But if you're going to get a guy who takes 16 shots, it's almost impossible not to, never mind the rebounds, just there's a very good chance he has over double-digit points today if he's going to get that type of volume. No problem with that. I'll give you a different one. That's one that I did look to. Brook Lopez under 1.5 threes. He's just not playing that much, and the books have this around minus 200 on no house advantage. You know, the juice doesn't matter. So it's a simple fact that Brook Lopez might only take 1 or 2 threes in this game. You're probably going to need him to make both for you to lose this. I feel pretty comfortable that he plays, you know, in the mid-20s again, and Connaughton takes a lot of those minutes off the bench. Portis was really good as well. So the Bucks are going to have options. And if there's a blowout, not calling for that, but I don't think Brook Lopez will be out there late. So there's just a lot of opportunities. The volume isn't there. Under 1.5 threes when you don't have to lay the juice is a pretty easy wager.
Yeah, that's massive. Comparing the no house advantage lines to the public lines, knowing how the juice is going to work in that situation is a really easy way for you to get that information. Or go to awesomeo.com, check out all of the props that exist for no house advantage. You can get our odds of them going over and under for free, along with optimal lineups. You cannot beat it. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I mean, listen, we've got you guys covered for the NBA today, but it's not just there. If you're getting more into betting, PGA Contenders video will be dropping. We've got some MMA content. I know it's a little way away, but Poirier McGregor's coming out. We're going to have these type of videos for all different sports. The MLB player prop tools that the team has developed, all new features over at Awesomeo. So if you're looking to do some of this, not just in the NBA, come on in, take a look at the website, check out some of the new tools, and let us know what you think.
There it is. Couldn't have said it better myself. That is another breakfast menu in the books. We will be back again tomorrow morning for another breakfast menu. Good luck tonight, everybody. Thank you, No House Advantage. We're out of here.